at some point, you would have thought the Taoiseach would put the interests of Irish people and Irish businesses above that of what Brussels wants. At the moment, he seems to be Brussels man, not representing Irish interests. The hard border is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. When it looked back in February like we might leave on March the 29th on WTO terms, the next day, we had Michel Barnier saying there will be no hard border. The British government saying there'll be no hard border. Dublin saying there'll be no hard border. Now, unless Donald Trump's coming over to build a wall, you know, I mean, why should there be a hard border? It's nonsense. Already we have different tax rates, different income tax rates, different excise duties, different corporation tax rates, and a different currency. And yet, on the basis, ever since the spirit of the Good Friday Agreement, all those years ago, on the principle of live and let live, life goes on.